Do I introduce myself?
Yes.
Okay. My name's Charlie. Yeah. I got told that there was $30 an hour, and after that, I was there. The place was a Victorian mansion-looking place, and it was gigantic. From the original conversation to me walking inside the building, there wasn't any thought. The idea of money had been my only thought. But as I walked into the gigantic Victorian mansion, I began to actually think. You know, thoughts like, why would someone pay someone $30 an hour just to stay in a house? I looked around the place. It seemed pretty regular, maybe kind of dark. There was one window in a room next to me, and it had a thick, almost grease-like stuff that had formed on it. Although otherwise, the house seemed pretty normal, although a bit old. I stayed there for about 7 hours, just exploring before I left. The next day was the same, except I brought a book for entertainment. The third day came around. Whenever I walked in the house, it felt a bit wrong, though I ignored it and continued my day. Then, around afternoon, I heard it, a tapping. The tapping was quiet, but it continued at a persistent pattern. I began to search around the house. It took me a bit to find it, but I did. It took me a bit to find the source of the noise, though I finally did find it. Behind a painting that was only black, I removed it and found a black door that was a square shape. I grabbed onto the door handle as the tapping from the other side continued. I opened the door. I fell back as a person fell on top of me. I screamed whenever we hit the ground. I got up quickly and pushed the person off of me. Though, when I got up, I realized it wasn't a person. It was a doll, a human-sized one. I saw its arm moved back and forth in a rhythmic motion. That must have been the cause of the noise. I turned back to the door. There was a ramp up to another room, I assumed. I climbed up onto the ramp and walked upstairs into the room above. The room looked like Santa's workshop, if Santa only made dolls, and if it had been abandoned for 50 years. There were shelves covered with different dolls, and there were shelves full of dolls and four tables in the middle of the room that were filled with incomplete ones. Some that were missing eyes, some that were missing limbs, and some without hair, though they all didn't look quite right. I walked forward to the dolls. I picked one up off the broken one off the table. It didn't have an eye. It had scratches all around the place where the eye was missing. I placed it back on the table and turned around, ready to leave. I crouched down to the bottom of the ramp where the door was and the human-sized doll. I was about to stop when a noise came from the room above. I looked up, though couldn't see anything because of the ramp. Then when I turned back to the door, there the doll stood, its porcelain face looking straight at me. I stood in shock at the staring at the doll. I turned around and began climbing up the ramp, a cold, lifeless hand grabbing onto my ankle. I turned around to see it climbed up right behind me, its dead eye staring straight at me. I kicked its face using my freed foot, its face cracked apart, several shards of porcelain falling. It stared at me and went down to my ankle it caught, and put its face inside of its empty skull, using its broken face to dig into my ankle, the shards cut in deep. I screamed. The doll released my ankle, and I climbed up to the room, turning to face the ramp and preparing to kick using my good leg, though it didn't come after me, though I did hear the door shut at the bottom of the stairs, at the bottom of the ramp. I sat there for a bit, just breathing. I stopped when I began to hear scuttling and turned around to see all the dolls on the shelves moving. They began to run straight at me.